I don't care, because we won. Listen, on the back of the last couple of games, performances have been disappointing, obviously. So, you know, we've spoke about that. But one thing we touched on before the game today was being a bit more resilient, even when things ain't going well, and being hard to beat and hard to break down. And we was that today. It was very difficult to play against, and everyone put their body on the line as expected, and that was very pleasing. And then probably the one bit of quality that we really showed in the game led to the goal, and it was a nice little move leading up to Frankie's skill, and we've won the game. And, you know, I've got to be honest, I'll take another seven of them, so we're happy.
I think we all would, but looking at it, it didn't look like a team fighting for promotion. It looked like two teams trying to avoid relegation. It was that kind of game.
Yeah, it was scrappy. It was scrappy. I think obviously the way they choose to play, they're quite direct into big parking, and they've got some big boys up front. And, you know, we've obviously changed our shape to accommodate how they were doing things. And when Boucard isn't in the team, we tend to play less football. That's no disrespect to the other boys in there, but Books plays the way he does and can get people playing. And the other boys have gone in there today and put in a battling performance, but it was what was required today, and we've come away with the 3 points, which is very pleasing.
Several changes. Right back Williams is back in. A new twin strike force of the old boy and the young boy, Benson and Romain. Romain worked very hard today.
I thought Elliot done really well for his first start. That is one thing that we identified in his play. He's got a lot of goals this season, but he's a very hard worker. Benno, I thought, was outstanding for us today. Absolutely brilliant. Led the line brilliantly with Elliot. But all of them, to be fair, like you say, Kirtley's come in and, you know, proved that he's been a big miss to us this season, because he's a good talker, good organiser, big strong defender. Obviously Luke Howe as well. All the boys that have come back from injury put in a real shift today, and we're happy with all of them, yeah.
A few chances really from either side, but one that must have worried you for a moment when Elliot Justin decided to let the ball go through and just casually pick it up off the goalpost. What was he thinking?
He told me he knew his angles and it was part of his play, but I don't really believe him. Listen, at the end of the day, it's maybe slightly misjudged the bounce or whatever, but fortunately it didn't punish us and it didn't cost us.
With those changes you made today and the players that are out that are available to come back in, it gives you a few selection headaches, problems. How do you view it the rest of the season? The squad is a decent size squad now, and you've got quite a lot of availability and opportunities.
And that's what you want going into these last games. You want all your players available. We've known all along that we've got a good blend between youth and experience. And it's nice to have them all available. And what you want is competition. And with them all available now, the choice has got to be made by the manager what team he picks, and he'll take game by game and pick the 11 he believes for each individual game. But at some point we're going to need them all, so we need everyone focused and pulling in the same direction.
What about getting the belief in the players to make sure you get that playoffs? Not just about get there, but are in there with a couple of games to go. How do you do that mentally to get in some players, some who probably can do it and others who maybe not so sure?
Well, that will come from, obviously, John, Terry, myself. We'll fill the boys with much confidence and belief. And, you know, but that will, the role that the experienced boys and, you know, your Doughies, Bensons, Guttridge, Boucards, the ones that have been around a long time and been in situations like this pushing for promotion, they'll play a crucial role in the change room. But there's nothing that breeds confidence better than winning football matches. And, you know, we'll obviously discuss the performance through the week, and it will be highlighted that obviously we can do better, but the biggest thing today is the 3 points, and that will breed confidence.